Welcome to this week's audio reflection. This reflection is meant to supplement this week's sermon, as well as both our Bible study and sermon response guides. The practice of slowing down to listen can enhance our ability to engage with God's Word, God's voice, and God's presence. So throughout this week's reading, we will provide some prompts for reflection, as well as times without any spoken word, to simply allow God to bring further insight and revelation. We are now at the end of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. We'll start in verse 10 of chapter 6.
A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm.
God, today we put on the spiritual armor that you have given us, and we stand firm against the strategies of evil. We are strong in you and your mighty power. Next, we'll read through each piece of God's armor and then simply leave space in between each one. As we do, you may want to imagine yourself receiving the pieces of armor from God himself and then putting them on yourself, taking time to notice the spiritual significance of each piece as you put it on.
Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
Let's take time to pray for each other and for believers around the world. We finish with Paul's final blessing at the end of his letter to the church in Ephesus. As we go about our day, let's receive this blessing.
Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters, and may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ.